An Israeli sniper today shot and killed a member of Yasser Arafat's Fatah organization in the West Bank city of Hebron. The attack is part of an Israeli practice of tracking down and killing Palestinians that Israel believes are planning attacks against Israelis. Also today, Israeli tanks were deployed near the Palestinian-controlled village of Beit Jala, on the outskirts of Jerusalem and near Bethlehem, and then the tanks were withdrawn without firing a shot. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Good morning, Linda. Any idea what happened with these tanks today?
Well, there were two reasons that the operation was called off. Israel was prepared for a similar operation as it did the day before in the northern West Bank town of Jenin. And during the day yesterday, all day, there was heavy firing on Gilo, which is on the outskirts of Jerusalem. About 11 apartments were injured and one Israeli woman was slightly injured. But Israel called off the operation for two reasons. One is that the United States called the earlier incursion into Jenin provocative and urged Israel to exercise restraint. And that issue came up in a meeting between Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and American official David Satterfield, who was here. The second reason is that Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, who has recently gotten Sharon's permission to discuss and negotiate with the Palestinians about a ceasefire, asked for more time to try to convince the Palestinians to stop the shooting themselves.
What is David Satterfield doing over there in the region?
Well, we've all sort of forgotten about the fact, but there is an American-sponsored peace plan to end the violence and get both sides back to negotiations, and that is the Mitchell Report, which Israel and the Palestinians agreed to, and it calls for 7 days of no violence, then a cooling-off period, then confidence-building measures, and eventually a return to negotiations. So he's here to try to convince both sides to stop the violence and try to get a ceasefire going on the ground, but what we see certainly in the last week is an escalation rather than any kind of an attempt to calm the situation.
You've mentioned this town, Jenin, in the northern part of the West Bank, where Israeli tanks destroyed a Palestinian police station. Why was Jenin a target?
Jenin was a target because Israel says that several of the recent suicide bombers came from Jenin. Jenin is a stronghold of the Islamic Jihad movement, which is even more radical than the Hamas movement. They have recently been sending suicide bombers. For example, the suicide bomber on Sunday in a restaurant outside the northern Israeli city of Haifa came from Jenin, at least according to Israel. So they say that it's one Israeli official described it as a hornet's nest of terrorists.
What about the killing today by the Israeli sniper, an action that Palestinians call an assassination? What's the reaction so far to that?
Well, so far there hasn't been any reaction, but in the past the Palestinians have reacted very angrily to this. The Palestinians say Israel has assassinated close to 60 Palestinian activists. In this case, he was shot by Israeli undercover troops. There was no attempt to arrest him. Israel says that he was responsible for dozens of attacks against Israeli soldiers and civilians and Jewish settlers in Hebron. The Palestinians say that this Israeli policy is making the situation much worse. Israel says that it is the most effective way of combating terrorism. Palestinians call it assassination. Israel calls it targeted, pinpointed killings.
It doesn't sound as though this is much of a climate for either Mr. Satterfield's efforts at getting negotiations started or Shimon Peres.
No, that's correct. The climate on both sides now is one of almost an inevitability of war. I mean, there's a sense on both sides that this thing is really kind of spiraling out of control. Now, there are two theories. One theory is that that's exactly what needs to happen before both sides pull back from the brink and say, wait a minute, this is not acceptable, and we've got to find a way to start negotiations again. And that's certainly one possibility. The other is that it will continue this escalating spiral, and that there will be more suicide bombings, more Israeli reaction, more Israeli assassinations, more Palestinian shooting on places like Gilo, and that the situation will just get worse.
NPR's Linda Gradstein reporting from Jerusalem.